Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm Lewis Wallace. Waiting at a railroad crossing as a train speeds by might inspire awe, nostalgia, or impatience. For one Tip City resident, watching the cars rattle past on the rails inspired a question for Why So Curious. Listener Lyle Wybrew just wants to know what's in those trains. But the answer puts Lyle on the track to disillusionment. Community Voices producer Lauren Schaus has the story.
Lyle Wybrew has heard this all his life. He grew up in a town in Indiana where four railroad lines converged, and now he's in Tip City. We meet at Sam and Ethel's, a restaurant just blocks from the railroad crossing. For a decade, he's asked everyone he can think of, what's in those trains?
I've gone to train experts, and they don't know. I have a, what do you call your cousin's husband? Is that a cousin-in-law? Louie works for CSX in Indiana. He doesn't know. I've put it on Facebook. I've put out emails.
So we're sort of your last resort then?
No, you're my best resort.
With this endorsement, I'm on board to find some answers. One of my first Google searches turns up these people called rail fans, who seem like they might have a clue. A rail fan is a sort of hybrid of a train enthusiast and a bird watcher.
It's a hobby, and it's a passion.
This is Elmer Thomas of the Northeast Ohio Rail Fans.
You go fishing, you throw your line in the water, and you hope to catch a fish. We set along the tracks, and instead of throwing a line out, we have our camera in the hopes of catching or photographing a train.
He spends a few hours trackside each day, and he does know something about the freight. CSX Corporation operates 4,000 miles of track in Ohio, including the line that goes through Tip City.
CSX hauls a lot of auto, cars, coal, coke.
That is Coca-Cola. I'm gathering some steam with this information, but Lyle asked Why So Curious about what runs through Tip City specifically. So I keep chugging along and reach out to Julie Kircher at the Ohio Rail Development Commission.
I receive a lot of phone calls from the public.
She hears from people like me and Lyle daily.
The topics range from what is being carried on our tracks, which is a little bit more difficult to answer for them, and we try, but that's not something that the railroads have to disclose to us.
Not something railroads have to disclose. But there must be some exceptions there, right? Turns out, rail tank cars carrying 1,000 pounds or more of hazardous materials have to have those diamond-shaped hazmat placards with a code that says what they're carrying. And just since May of 2014, train companies have been required to notify the state when they're carrying 1 million gallons or more of crude oil from the Bakken Shale. That's the oil that's led to several catastrophic explosions recently. But outside of these disclosures, even state and federal agencies don't necessarily know what a train is carrying at a given time. Matt Dietrich is the Ohio Rail Development Commission's executive director.
It's like asking what's running on a highway. So it's very hard to pin down what's running on a certain line because basically anything could be running.
I'm a little disappointed by these answers, but I'm not ready to be derailed just yet. So I reach out to my last hope, the CSX Corporation itself. The company declines an interview, but does throw me a bone. A document that specifies the kinds of commodities likely to run through Tip City. I meet back up with Lyle and read him the list. Products shipped within Ohio include containerized consumer goods, coal, light trucks, iron ore, and passenger vehicles. And I tell him that the companies don't have to tell us exactly what's on those trains. How does that answer strike you?
Typical.
Lyle's actually kind of disillusioned with train companies.
Basically, and forgive me for saying this, they could care less how their speed, how their sound, anything affects the community.
And we both agree that there's only one way we can know for sure what's on a given set of tracks. In an ideal world, I'd find the guys who loaded it onto the train.
But they have work to do. They have work to do. They don't have time to talk to those of us who are just curious.
For Why So Curious, I'm Lauren Schaus.